From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And on today's episode, I am elated to be joined by my guest, Toe. Their band was founded in 2008, and since then they have been playing shows and recording music in the Kishwaukee Valley and Rockford area in northern Illinois. Their first full-length CD, Step Into His Presence, was released at their annual Soul Warmer event in January of 2011. Their music is melodic and harmony-driven, but is also faith-based. They have a driving rhythm section and poignant lyrics that touch listeners with hope and love. Their songs are influenced by a variety of genres: classic rock, Christian contemporary music, the blues, grunge music, reggae, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and of course, some current music with a hint of gospel flair. The current members of the band include Jay Cooper on the drums, Keith Cooper on the bass, Michelle Cooper on vocals, Brian Gomino on the Barry sax, Matt Kruger, and Tim Logsdon, both on guitar and vocals as well. They begin tonight's program with their song, Second Guess. Alrighty, we're here on Bursting Forth in Sound. My guest is Toe. Thank you guys so much for being here. That was a wonderful selection to begin our show with here today. So Maybe you guys can tell me a little bit about just how this band came to be, how you formed.
Well, hi, this is Tim. I guess what happened was we were all in the same church and we knew each other. We all played music. We were in the praise team together. We were doing separate things together as well, doing special music together for several years. And me and Keith actually was doing special music for a Bible study, just acoustic, the two of us. And we all kind of got together, Keith's basement, and decided that we were gonna move forward and do something a little more with it.
So absolutely, we started practicing because we wanted to fulfill a need at a Bible study, and instead of watching a video, we wanted to play some live music. And to play live music, although Tim might not need to practice, but no. Keith, the bass player, he needs to practice. So we started playing some music in the basement, and well, two guitar players can't keep good rhythm, so you invite the drummer, and the rest is kind of toe history. And from there, we've gone through a lot of transformations, new members, new music, old music.
We actually started out with 10 members. We felt that 10 toes supported the body, and we tried to support the body of the church. So it came along quite well. And then we added one, and we became 11. And so then that didn't work. So then we went back to 10. And you know, being that we came from the worship team at church, we had a lot of people that were of different age groups. So we had some high school kids, we had some college kids. So with graduations and just fallout and attrition, we're down to the 7 that you see right now.
Very cool. So is there an overriding mission that you have experienced growing and moving together through music?
I think Keith mentioned this the other day. What we are basically is need-based, and what we try to do is figure out where the need is for what we do, and we meet that need. So we play anywhere from churches and luncheons or what have you at the church to we've played in bars, we've done theaters, and the set changes from here to there as the crowd dictates, as we feel the need is in that room. Like, for example, you're probably not going to talk an awful lot about some of the words that are very churchy, the sanctification and things like that, in a secular venue, because people are just going to be, what are you talking about? They're going to shut off. So you have to kind of go with them and with a little more grace with what you're doing. But need-based, I think we would say that's what our main focus is.
Where's the coolest place you guys have played?
This is Jay, the drummer.
Sure.
The coolest place that we played, in my opinion, was the Ice Hogs game. and we teamed up with a local radio station out of Rockford, and they got us in there, and it was like 2,000 people. That was a very cool event. The coldest event we ever played, the bikers, the Christian bikers have adopted us, and we do a lot of bike blessings and things like that. And what lake were we in Wisconsin?
Oh, Lake Delavan.
Lake Delavan.
Yeah.
We were in Lake Delavan, and it snowed the night before, and it was an outdoor event, and we were in a, thank God that the band in front of us had a tent and some of those hurricane turbo heaters. Otherwise, I mean, as it was, the gear was below zero. It was cold.
So let's hear another song, shall we? This is Perfect Ways.
This path. cover me in the still waters of your peace. Show me all your perfect ways. I move along my day through a maze of the mundane, trying to find the end, longing to hear you speak to me. Your presence temperatures rising in my soul, just like the dry grass burns, set this heart on fire for you. Take me to the highest mountain of your love. Walk beside me in the darkest of nights. Cover me in the still waters of your peace. Show me all your perfect ways. And hold
You're listening to Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Tonight, my guest is Toe. They are in the studio, and that was their song, Perfect Ways. Right now, we have to take a break, but we will be right back with more Toe and their music here on Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder.
Join Bishop David Malloy of Rockford, Illinois, Dave Casper, 11-year NFL veteran and Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, and special guest Mrs. Edward McCaskey of the Chicago Bears for the third annual WSFI benefit and fundraiser, Friday, October 31st at the Key Lime Cove in Gurnee, Illinois. The evening will begin with a VIP reception at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and both live and silent auctions at 6:30 p.m. The event will be hosted by the Chicago Bears' Patrick McCaskey, WSFI chairman. For more information, call 224-206-8455 or visit us at wsfiradio.org.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hi, this is Sharon Brummer with Catholic Charities, serving people of all faiths in southeast Wisconsin. We provide human services from adoption and pregnancy support to counseling, outreach services for people in crisis situation, in-home support for older adults. Visit us online at ccmke.org for more information and for a site close to you. That's ccmke.org.
This is Joe Scheidler in Chicago. Want to learn some Latin? Well, here are three simple words that say it all. Ora et labora. That's the motto of the Benedictines, and that means pray and work. Pray for the 4,000 babies who will be cruelly killed in legal abortions today in American cities alone. But also work to end abortion. Pray and work. How do you work? Well, come out to an abortion clinic near you. Pray there, but also talk to the women going in. Offer them help. If you want to know how, give us a call. We're the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago. Call us at 773-777-2900. That's 773-777-2900. Or contact us at prolifeaction.org.
I can say love, but do I mean it? I can say forgive, but is it true?
Welcome back here on Bursting Forth and Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Today, my guest in studio is Toe. And it's just an absolute pleasure to have you guys all here with me in studio. And I just want to find out a little bit from you about how you guys have evolved as a band. You guys got a great, unique, original sound. But as you were talking about before the break, you know, you've gone through a lot of changes. So just tell me a little bit about how you guys have evolved and maybe grown and added some members.
Well, I think when we first started out, we were really, really heavy on the worship side. And there was so many of us, you know, and there was a lot of singers, and we still are really full harmonies, but now we're moving more toward a fresher sound, I think, and we've got the addition of the sax, and we've got Matt Krueger in the band, and he's doing awesome.
I'm Matt Krueger here, and it's been one of those things that I was kind of doing a little solo thing before, but we all go to the same church, and you know, I was kind of admiring these guys and what they were doing, and they asked me to come aboard, and it's been awesome. We're trying to kind of merge the two sounds, but that's really what makes it fun because, you know, we all have different styles, and we throw different things out there and, you know, really kind of see what sticks and sounds good, and from a spiritual side and from a musical side. So, you know, it's been awesome.
We like to have everybody have a voice too. Like if somebody comes with an idea, we never really say, nah, that's no good. You know, we always try it, let it happen. You know, sometimes really good ideas come out of it. You never know. Sometimes they don't, but sometimes they do.
We might make fun of them for a little bit, but you know.
I'm not going to do that to you, Matt. I told you, I'd never do it again.
All right. So you guys have spent some time performing in unique places as well. As you mentioned, you sort of tailored your message to your audience. And I just want to find out some of the interesting stories from some people you've met, you know, on the road, places you've ministered. What are some of the areas you've been to and some of the stories from people as you affect them with this positive message of music?
Well, since we're going to the Overflowing Cup next month, the first time we played there was amazing because there's a lot of homeless people, and they're really touched by the music, and you get to pray with some people, which I thought was, you know, very touching, and you just see how they're just surviving. And it was cold. It was in January. It was freezing, and they're coming in out of the cold off the streets. They're getting coffee. They're being fed, and they're being inspired, and then they're encouraging us as well. So I love that. And then we also got to play for a drug overdose awareness, and these parents came together in Genoa, and they were mourning and mourning the loss of their children. There were kids from junior high all the way up to parents that were in their 30s that had overdosed on heroin, and that it is an epidemic in northern Illinois and probably across the country, that heroin was trying to make a surge. So we got to minister to them. And, you know, we also were very educated about, you know, how heroin has become so addictive, and it's kind of making a surge. And so that was very touching for me.
She asked us to play this song by Avril Lavigne, and we're like, okay, we're going to do this for you. So we learned this song, and she actually forgot that she even asked us when we got there. So we're like, hey, you know, did you want us to play that song? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Now Toe's going to play a song. And we play this song, and it's about how much somebody misses somebody, and everybody's just weeping, and it was amazing, and it touched people the most of that whole event. It was amazing.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to see that you know, you guys have a mission, and it's beautiful, quite beautiful to hear the stories, and I encourage you to continue doing that along your road. I do want to hear more music, and I know our listeners do as well. So you guys are going to do Kindle, the rest of Kindle. I know you teased us with the a cappella version as we opened up.
but is it true? I'm running on empty and nothing left. What I need to be.
Once again, you're listening to the musical stylings of Toe here on Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and it's just a pleasure to have this wonderful Christian band in our studio performing for you. Before we wrap up the show, however, I do want to take a moment and ask you guys, where are you performing next? Where can our listeners come and see you, and how can they get in touch with you and maybe talk a little bit about your album for a bit if you can as well?
Again, my name is Matt Kruger, newest member of Toe here, and you know, we're on the move here. We've got a few shows coming up. The Nightlight Cafe in Berwyn on November 8th. We'll be at Overflowing Cup, which is in Beloit, Wisconsin, December 13th at 7. And the very next day, we'll have the House Cafe with Few Band, and that's going to be December 14th. But you know, as always, you can go to towmusic.com, and that's TOWMUSIC.com, and we've got some links to social media like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. So, yeah, come check us out, and that would be great.
Awesome. And you guys also have an album out, maybe? Just tell me a little bit about the album and where they can get it as well.
We've got a couple things on iTunes. If you went on there, you could get, I think it's at least 5 tunes from the album. If you wanted to get in touch with us through the website or social media, you can hear it through Reverb Nation. you could purchase it through there, I believe, too. And we're also working on a second one that we're hoping to have out in January. So hopefully that's going to be out in the stores. It's set to go at that point.
Great. Well, this has been so much fun, guys. I know we got one more song for our audience as we take it out here tonight. This is I Am Saved. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about the meaning of this song before you play it.
Yeah, this is a song, Matt Kruger again, and it's fun to play with these guys, and I'm glad to be a part of the band. We'd kind of written this song. I've been through some health challenges in my life. At 27 years old, I have severely high cholesterol genetically, and I actually went in for a surgery to have 6 heart stents to open up blocked arteries. And 9 years later, I know this sounds unbelievable, but I actually went into cardiac arrest. They did a triple bypass. So I've been on kind of a journey from fear to faith, because, you know, when you realize your mortality, for anybody, it's very challenging. And music really helps me to kind of deal with that. And I'm sure some of the listening audience, it does as well. So, you know, I recently wrote this song, I Am Saved, and you know, it just talks about that we aren't perfect. We can't save ourselves. We're saved by the blood of Jesus. And you know, the song really inspires me, we hope it inspires you too. I awake to the voice inside my head, telling me the same mistakes I made, I'll make again. I'm afraid to step out and take that leap of faith, because the fear I have, it holds me here in place. Can you teach me truth from the fake? Remind me that love came to save the day. Oh, that I'm saved, but not by the words that I say. But I am saved because you came to make a way. I am saved, not by the words I create. But I am saved because you gave me everything. How do you give to one only he takes? Then I'm reminded of the price you paid. I'm ashamed of the words that I said, 'cause what I planned to do, I did the opposite. But I'm amazed that you love me though I hate. Lord, you right my wrongs and throw the book away. Can you fix a heart that only breaks? Then I'm reminded of amazing grace. Yeah, that I'm saved, 'cause Jesus came to take my place. And I am free because the sacrifice he made. I am saved, 'cause Jesus rose from the grave. Because the stone was rolled away. Can you heal a pain only he aches? Then I'm reminded of the promise made. Yeah, that I'm saved. Oh, I'm saved. Yeah.
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.